Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three body problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case. While Pace Case spring break might not have been good for our fundamental human rights, it has been great for content. We had questions with Pace Case with The Dark Seeker, Grace Ann Parks, then Pace Case in the Document Part 2 with Johanna and Erica, and then we even had Rose Tank with comedy sweetie slash perfect person Miles Bonsignor. And now today, we have the grand finale of Pace Case Spring Break. I will be launching yet another brand new groundbreaking segment, Are You Smarter Than a Pit Dweller? But before we get to that, we have a moment of business. We have new merch. At gameofroses.co, you can pick up our 4TRR shirt. That'll be gone at the end of July because it is for our, at the beginning of July because it's for our Goreniversary. That's available in black and cream now. And then we also have the Gore logo hat. This gorgeous design, great for peacocking, great for pretending that you are a celebrity, or if you are a celebrity, for correctly labeling yourself with the proper attire. And we also have the Gore mugs. We got the Gore logo t-shirt, and we got Gore logo totes. So you can carry around all of the things that you need to be carrying around. You can get all these at gameofroses.co.
Welcome to the pit.
Today, I am joined by TV writer extraordinaire from programs such as The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and most recently, Generation, Sonu Patel, as well as director and comedy personality, director, writer, producer of Santa Barbara Film Festival film, Juniper, Catherine Dudas. Please welcome to the pit, Sonu and Catherine.
Yay!
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh.
Hello. So excited. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Thank you.
A tradition of Welcome to the Pit is we get your basic stats. Sonu and Catherine, you have 515 and 4.2K Instagram followers, respectively. How do you feel about that?
Wow. It sounds so much more impressive when you put the four point. I was like, ooh, I have 4.2. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Crushing Sonu.
Yeah.
And Catherine, you have 8.1K on TikTok.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I changed my TikTok, my comedy TikTok, to my film TikTok because I care more about my art than my dumb comedy TikToks. And I think that says a lot about me.
I thought that was a very smart TikTok strategy. I'm going to transition the followers I already have. Yeah. What exactly did you do?
Yeah. I literally just changed the name to Juniper Feature Film because I had 5,000 followers already. And then a lot of people were like, wow, how do you already have so many followers? And I was like, oh, I cheated. I did what you're supposed to do in social media and cheat and make it seem like you're more important than you are.
But archived all of the ones.
Yes, I archived all of my like dumb TikTok videos and ones that people stole the sound. And I know that's part of TikTok that you're supposed to just like use people's sound. But I got very upset when someone used my sound and got way more likes. And
oh, I got very upset too. I almost got in an internet fight over this.
I really appreciate that. That was really a lot of solidarity. I was like, it made me be like, wow, I don't want this. If this is what TikTok fame is, I don't want it.
I really try to not get in fights on the internet. Like it's a thing I'm consciously doing for my mental health. And then when that girl took the thing is, yes, there's lip syncing, but she had taken the audio and put it over her, not even opening her mouth.
Yes. Yes.
She was thinking.
It honestly, to be fair, I did make a perfect TikTok video to steal because it's so easy to make it seem like.
And that's true.
Of course, the response was like, well, you could just look at the sound. I'm like, no one looks at the actual sound. Everyone just assumes it's the person who made it. And like this, everyone thinks this girl has this brilliant joke, this brilliant, brilliant joke about Beauty and the Beast. And it was my brilliant joke. But yeah, so I'm
still mad.
It's upsetting. I still lost a lot of, I was upset about that, but I'm very excited to be here also because I've been, I just like to say up top how much of a fan I've been since the beginning. When I would watch The Bachelor with Chad and Lizzie, it's now something that I brag about at weddings. I met this girl at my table at the wedding. She's mentioned she liked The Bachelor, and I do what I always do, which is plug your podcast. I've done it for the past 2 years. When anyone mentions The Bachelor, I'd say, oh, and then obviously now it's super successful. But like for a while, the response was always like, oh, cool, I'll check that out. Oh, that's such a good premise. And now it's always, oh, you know, Lizzie. Like, and now it's like,
that's amazing.
And I'm like, this is like, this feels like so good for me. I'm like, oh,
Catherine, God, co-hosted the podcast before.
I think
multiple times.
I had that one time.
You filled in for me and Clues.
Oh God. It was in the beginning too. It was just, I don't even think you guys even had a lot of the segments. It was like still, and we'll get into it about my relationship with The Bachelor, but I was like, I'm happy to be here. But,
yeah. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah, first off, where are you both from and what did you watch growing up? Sonu, tell the people what they want.
I grew up in New York City, and we weren't allowed to watch a lot of TV. We were allowed to watch 1 hour a week, and we were allowed to watch each other's shows. So my brother, sister, and I watched Hercules and Xena on WB every Saturday from 8 to 10, and that's all we watched growing up.
Wow.
What? Yeah. One show at a time?
Yeah, we watched those.
That sounds like a prison.
Yeah, I mean, I got my revenge because now I write TV for a living. Yes. So, you know, so much for that.
Wow, for those looking for parenting strategies.
Yeah, you want your kid to be so successful. Wait, that's so crazy.
Wow.
Was it from like age 0 to like 18 that was the law? So like,
it was until I went to high school. So it was until like 13, 12, 13, whenever, however old you are supposed to be when you go to high school.
Yeah.
And then they had bigger problems to deal with than us watching TV. But yeah, for the, like the formative years, it was that. That was it.
Wait, what is this? The Hercules show? I don't even know what that is.
It's Kevin Sorbo. And I mean, it's a really cheesy, both of them are really cheesy, like action comedies that were on WB TV in the, I think I want to say like 90s.
Oh, wow. I vaguely remember this.
I couldn't tell you what the stories were like every at all. Like, I don't remember any of it, but.
I would think if I only had one show that I would like savor it and become like sort of crazy knowledgeable about it. Almost like I've done for The Bachelor, but I watch a lot of other stuff too.
This was like before Netflix or before anything. Like you would watch the episode and then it would be gone into the ether. Like you couldn't go back. Yeah. There was no internet for us to read through. Like it was effervescent.
Catherine, you're basically Gen Z, but what did you watch?
I'm a very young millennial. I watched a shit ton of TV growing up. I was huge. A Full House was huge. I was the one in the family who always knew how to work the TV and the remote the best because I was obsessed. In the mornings we were allowed to watch PBS, like Fraction, like how to like things about fractions, but like it's space aliens teaching you. And like my mom was like, oh, you can do that before school because it's educational. So I loved that. Just like a lot of was obsessed with Grey's Anatomy once that happened. Like when I was 12, I got all the box set. Oh, Gilmore Girls is very formative. That was Gilmore Girls and Seventh Heaven, those nights where it was like one after the other. Seventh Heaven has not held up at all.
So wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Not wholesome in retrospect.
Not wholesome. And also just like not a good show, but we were like obsessed and my mom still falls asleep to Gilmore Girls, as do I. So it's like.
And you were also East Coast. You're from New Jersey. Yeah. As well. Wow. Three East Coasters.
Look at us. We are so much better than everyone else. We are a liberal elite.
What were both of your first seasons of The Bachelor? So, no, have you seen a single season of The Bachelor or episode?
No, I've seen episodes. I've seen a smattering of episodes through the years.
That's perfect for our new segment.
Yeah, I'm certainly not somebody who knows anything about this show that we're about to talk about.
That's going to be perfect. Catherine, do you remember your first?
Okay, so yeah, I have a very weird relationship with The Bachelor, but the first season I was very conscious of and watched a lot of episodes of was Ari, because I had just moved to LA and my friend Emma, I was staying at her place, and she would have brackets with her family and would always guess. And she actually called that ending. She literally called, which is like, honestly, you should have her on. She's really, she like, knows her shit, because she literally said like he's gonna pick her but leave her and go for her, or like she literally called. And I remember, and so that really made me like interested. I was like, that? And it was all I liked hearing about the drama of it. And so then I like, and we'd watch episodes while we were staying at her place, and then I remember having this very high, and I just moved to LA, so obviously I was very stoned, and so I was like having this thought while we were watching The Bachelor, and I thought it was brilliant because I was like, okay, I was like this, because I was always confused by The Bachelor. I'm like, it's not real, right? Like this can't be real. And so, which is why I love your podcast. But I was like, if it is real, then acting, all actors are bad at acting, because the way people on The Bachelor are don't feel like real people. Like they're just, the way they talk feels very stilted a lot of the time, or like at least it did to me at that time. And so I'm like, okay, so then if that's how humans are supposed to talk, then every actor is bad. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Maybe this was too high of a thought.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
I was like, then if this is real and this is how people talk, then every actor is bad. Like then this is, they're not mimicking human life. Anyway, but yeah, I started watching with you guys, because I was sad and single on, and you invited me to hang out on Monday, whenever Tuesday nights, those were, and
the only reason someone would come hang out with me. You have to be sad, single.
And then Chad would always ask us like the night, he would always text us like, what snacks does everyone want? I really liked that. I would always ask.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He would always ask what?
For snacks. He would like text us like,
for the, snacks.
Like, yeah. And he was like, what does everyone want? And I'd be like, popcorn. Or like Cheetos.
Yeah. He lives near a grocery store and he'll take his little walk down there, yes, see what squirrels are in the action. Before you ever met Chad, aka Bachelor Clues, what were both of your relationships with social media? Do you remember your first social media account?
Facebook. It was definitely Facebook. Yeah, I was really excited about it. I was so, I was a freshman in high school and I like spent a lot of time figuring out what my profile picture was going to be.
What was it?
It was me in the backyard with a pink tank top, but that was layered because that was the style. Those horrible tank tops that we all loved. Facebook I was obsessed with. Their Instagram wasn't, even though I'm very young, Instagram wasn't a thing. That was
Well, you didn't have MySpace, so.
No, I didn't. I didn't have MySpace. I think I had friends who did have MySpace, but that was not allowed. It looked too crazy for my parents.
Mine was Facebook also, just because I was too contrarian to get the others. Like, it just seemed like too much work to learn the internet, so I didn't. And then I was forced to get Facebook when I was like a junior or senior. Yeah, my friends made one for me, and then it was in my care, I guess. Like, once it was made, it was easy to maintain, but they made it for me. Yeah,
you were dragged into social media,
which is stupid because I went to boarding school, so we already lived together. I was like, how much closer could we possibly get? Why would I need? But yeah, I was dragged into social media.
That's so funny. Dang.
Yeah.
And for both of you, how did you meet me? Do you remember?
I remember very well. I met you at Sarah Bonsignor's, Miles's wife, previous host, podcast guest. I met at one of their parties and you were, I think, talking with Kendall, or you were talking with someone. And I just remember going up, I was like, hi. And I was like looking to make friends with everyone. And I remember going up and I remember talking with you. And I remember in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm going to make her my friend. And I did.
And now you're on my podcast.
I succeeded. I conquered.
I don't know how we met Lizzie. I think also through Sarah. But I can't pinpoint when and where and how and all of the, do you know? No.
No, I was wondering.
Yeah. You're one of those people.
There's very few people I actually remember how I met.
Yeah. Some, I feel like we're old enough that like our good friends, it's like, yeah, they've always just been there. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't matter when we met.
Oh, I like that.
She just showed up.
Yeah.
So now we are going to get to a new segment. This is very exciting. I have been debuting lots of new segments while Chad's been gone. It's been Pace Case Gone Wild, Pace Case Spring Break.
I love it.
I'm honored to be part of this.
And for this one, we have the two perfect candidates because we have Catherine. She is a major, longtime Gore fan, collaborator, pit dweller. And you filmed... You came to many a Game of Roses viewing party. You were one of our first substitute Game of Roses hosts. And you filmed several of our demonic rituals and our first official book signing.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Best of my life. And then on the other hand, we have Sono. Never seen a season of The Bachelor. A free woman, she looks to me. May I ask, why have you never watched a full season? What has been your thought about what The Bachelor is?
I mean, the truth is I have a very addictive personality, so I try not to get involved in anything that seems like it could completely take over my life. And Bachelor, Bachelorette feels like it could very easily take over my life.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She says, holding up a book in both hands. Yeah.
Help. Yeah. Help. It's got me. That's an interesting one. I guess you saw what happened with Hercules. It's still a formative memory. You can't get too deep. But it's perfect for this new segment because these are the necessary ingredients. This segment is called So, no, you are our lovely first ever contestant in this new segment. And Catherine, you are the first pit dweller for this segment. Get excited.
I'm really ready. And I'm really nervous too because I'm excited. Let's do it.
Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a series of questions. And first, Sono is going to try to answer it. And then we'll see whether she knows it and whether Catherine can answer it.
I got you.
Are you both ready?
I'm so ready.
Yes.
Never so been no. Ready. This is, you know, the reason for this segment is I wanted to get an understanding of like what terms are translating to the outside world that are filtering into the greater nation outside of the nation. The nation being Bachelor Nation. So no.
Got it. Got it.
That was your first hint at what a type of question could be. All right. Question number one. So no, do you know what a rose ceremony is?
Yes. A rose ceremony happens at the end of every episode, I believe. And basically it's where the bachelor or bachelorette decides who's going to move on to the next round or next week or whatever with mm-hmm. roses. And they signify it by giving out roses. I think that's it.
Yes. It's almost that answer is, I would say, 99% correct. 1% of the time. Well, not, it's actually probably greater than that, but sometimes they don't end episodes with rose ceremonies. And I get very upset because I like the structure.
Yeah.
Is that like a twist or is that like within the format of the show when they do that?
They usually do it if there's like some big cliffhanger moment or something. And I just think it takes all the momentum out of the storyline and the action. Then you have to remind people at the beginning of the next episode where you were. Cause it's, you know, most people watch it in real time. You have a week between episodes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Sono, do you know what fantasy suites are?
Okay, I think fantasy suites are at the end of the season. The bachelor or bachelorette picks, I want to say, three finalists, basically. And they get mm-hmm. to go on vacation. And then they go into what are fantasy suites, which are really nice hotels. And they have sex, right? And then at the end of that three nights, they decide which one they like. Is that right? I feel like it's like a vacation and then there's sex, but there's a lot of people there. Those are sort of my...
I like that. Catherine, what do you think fantasy suites are?
Yeah, I think they don't technically need to go somewhere, but yeah, he or she fucks everyone or not, or they just have an intimate time together. They, they give the person the little Harry Potter key. And if they want to be like, let's have sex. And then, they did the past couple seasons. The panic attack, or like, what would you call it? Like they put all the girls in the same hotel room.
Oh, yes.
Happening. So you knew who's having sex in what order. Like, you know, you're like with, and you have to like, they force them
the
to
panic attack room.
Yeah. Film and be like, hey, and they have to be, it's so funny because the girls have to be so nice. Like, hi, because everyone has to pretend like they're best friends. And they're like, hi, oh my God, how was it? Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, I love that you fucked him. Like, okay.
That is an amazing impression of the action that goes on in the panic attack room.
I love it. Madison Pruitt and like all of that whole that scene was so, it's so funny. It's like, oh God, it's so awkward. I love it.
So no, do you know who Madison Pruitt is?
No.
Catherine, who's Madison Pruitt?
She was on Peter Weber's season and she wasn't she played the virginity card and she got really close. She runner up or something? And you guys were like, oh, maybe she'll probably be crowned, but that did not happen. And now she's like a Christian public speaker or something about Jesus. And she's really beautiful. She's like, she's very like Instagram perfect. and was a virgin, and maybe still is, and probably will be for until her wedding night. And I know that. I know that about
as her. We all shall.
As we all, yes.
Under his eye.
Under his eye. And, yeah.
That's a pretty good description. Yeah, she's basically starting her own church now. She's dating a billionaire's son, so that'll be helpful.
God bless. God bless.
Sano, do you know what is a fimp rose?
A fimp rose? F-I-M-P?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to piece out with that acronym. No, I have no idea what that is.
That would be so impressive if you could piece that back.
It would be.
That's so funny. Should do it is, should I answer?
Catherine, oh, what is okay. it?
It's a first impression.
It was a delayed sound effect on Sono.
Oh god, I was like, oh, god. I was like, oh god, just end me now. It's the first impression rose, and it's at the end of the first night. The bachelor or bachelorette is like, whoever is, you know, gets their attention and makes the best first impression, that gets that rose. And it statistically does pretty well. I heard Chad say a million times it does.
Oh, but not as I love those.
But it's not as like.
Yeah, statistically, you're on The Bachelor, you get around fourth place, you make it to around hometowns.
Yeah. And then a lot of the times the producer, or it can be a very producer push, as a lot of the things are. Yeah.
It's also given out before the rose ceremony. So it's like a special rose that's like on its own special tray, and everyone stares at it and they want it, because then you don't have to sit through the rose ceremony without a rose.
It would feel really good to get a fimp. I've never thought about it until this moment, but like, God, that would feel so good. It's like, out of all those people, that would really make me really competitive.
Right? That would make
me. I'd be like, wait, am I amazing? Like, you put like me. Anyway.
Sono, do you know what hometowns are?
I mean, I'm guessing it's where the bachelor or bachelorette goes to the hometowns of like the final four or three or whatever, and meets their family and sees where they're from. I'm assuming. Is it more than that?
But if you do, correct.
Nice.
You are such a podcaster now.
Making my own sound effects. Sono, do you know who Grocery Store Joe is?
No. Does he live in Silver Lake?
Does he live in Silver Lake? I don't think so. He dated someone who lived in Silver Lake, I think, though. Catherine, do you know who Grocery Store Joe is?
Yes, through being a fervent Gore listener, I know that he is. I never watched the season he was on, but he was a night one guy, which means he was like, he only made it to night one of the Bachelorette. And then he got on Bachelor in Paradise, had a very successful story, got engaged or not engaged, I don't know. And I don't even know why they call him Grocery Store, though. I don't. And I know he has sauce, and now he's a big podcast host. He's a big podcast host of one of the podcasts. And he secretly I don't like him because I feel like he's thrown shade at Gore. I'm very I just feel like, you know, he's a very saucy player. I really love the when you guys talk about it on Digging Deeper. That's very entertaining.
For the me. Sauce wars.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. I really love
it. Sono, do you know what the sauce wars are?
No, I have no idea. Honestly, when she first said he has sauce, I thought he had like a hot sauce line. Mm. I didn't know what does that mean? What are the sauce wars?
Oh, he, okay.
Catherine?
Wait. Yeah. Well, so he like sells sauce. He sells tomato sauce or like Italian. He's Italian. Basically he is of the mindset, that the game is, you know, holy. There's like two camps, right? There's the Gore world, which is what I love, it's obviously a game. There's lots of producer stuff. This isn't like, we're not idiots. Like we can recognize that. And there's the other side that's like, well, in order for this show to succeed, we need to, as a team or as Bachelor Nation people, we need to act like, oh, this is all very genuine, very real, very genuine, very real, all the time. And then, so there's this constant tension between the two sides of like, no, producers, what are you talking about? There aren't even producers in this show. And then the other side of the group, like, they have a hand in everything because that's how television works. And how could it not?
Incredible.
Beautiful explanation, Catherine.
Thank you.
I don't know exactly how he's involved with grocery stores either. I think it was like his family business and it was his intro video. So people called him Grocery Store Joe.
Got it.
So now, do you know what a one-on-one is?
Yes. I think I know what it is. I think at the beginning of the season, there are a lot of like group dates and you can win a one-on-one, which is just a one-on-one date with the Bachelor, Bachelorette, right?
Correct.
I love it.
Amazing.
Yeah. See, you've gotten a bunch of these.
Yeah. It makes me sad in a way that like nothing against the show. It's just like cultural osmosis is so strong.
Yes, it is.
It has nothing to do with the show in particular. It's just the fact that I've never
seen it. This is a test of cultural osmosis.
Yeah.
You know, how much has it sunk in? How ridiculous have Catherine and I become? Et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you know what a hooju is, Sono?
A hooju? No.
It is a hug jump, and I've watched Chad rewind many a hoojus when we watched at his place. And it's when the bachelorette the bachelorette or a girl, oh, the woman, like, will run and jump and wrap her arms around the man, the bachelor, one of the players. And it's a way to show, like, it's a great sub sport, as Chad says, and it can show your enthusiasm, how much you want to mount the bachelor, how good are you with intimacy, how good are you, honestly, maybe it indicates some bedroom play, I don't know, it's a good intimacy play. And also, it'll definitely get on camera.
Have you seen anyone do this on The Bachelor, Sono?
I feel like I've seen it in the ads between, like, not in the actual episode, but I feel like they tease that a lot.
Yeah. It's been just very fun watching Chad create the sub sport and the videos he made. I don't know if he still does it, but, like, the slow-mo, like he, like, makes, like, sports analysis videos of the actual hoodoo.
Yeah, he does if he has time.
Yeah,
they're very funny. They're professional level hoodoo evaluation videos.
I love
but
it.
There's a bunch of different parts of the hoodoo that make it up, that really, you got your mount, you got your cling, you got your approach, and your dismount. And these are the four areas that you really want to nail. And then there's different amounts of, like, style and flair that people add on. Like this woman in Jason Mesnick's season who was a cheerleader, she ended up doing this thing where she swung her whole legs around and, like, spun in a circle kind of thing. And that was, like, a beautiful little flourish. Do you know what an IFI is, Sono?
No. No. We've reached the limit of my knowledge, I think. I have no idea.
Catherine?
This one is so funny because I know what it is. It's injury... What's the F? Something in illness. Injury, fall or illness? Wait, injury?
Fear.
Fear.
Injury, yeah. Fear, illness.
Yeah.
So this is basically, it requires a player to suffer from the debilitating effects of an injury, fear, or illness. This can be real or faked in order to basically get out of participating in a date activity.
Yeah, I love that.
Usually a group date.
It's such, I would do so many if I was on. Oh my God. That's all I would do. I think it's because it puts him in such an awkward position. Cause it's like, what he's going to do, not care.
Like, what is he going to do? Not believe you? Like,
not believe limit. Like, I fell.
This woman on Sean Lowe season, Tiara Lucchese, did so many IFIs. It was wonderful.
Are you not allowed to just be like, I don't want to do that? You have to, like, come up with an empathetic reason to back out.
It's strategically.
We've seen a couple times people protest, but yeah, strategically, it's like, then there's no one really to blame. And it still seems like, well, I'm enthusiastic, I would do it, but
yes, it's like, oh, I love you so much, I would go
twist my ankle.
Yeah, I would, like, ride these little
ski in a bikini downtown LA.
it's really funny. It's a really good I think it's a great play, because then it's like, yeah, you get, like, a little bit more time. Honestly, what I would do is I would be like, how am I going to come over? And he'd be like, what's wrong? I'd be like, you know, just kidding. And I'd, like, tackle him and make out with him. I'd be like, oh, come a little closer. I would do something smooth like that.
Love that.
Smooth, and like all the girls,
I'd be like, oh no, I would be like, oh, it's my vagina. It hurts so bad. And then when he
vaginal protocol.
Yeah, exactly.
Sono, do you know what the four love levels are?
I know love level four is I love you. Is somebody saying
yes?
I think the first one is saying, I like you. Oh my gosh, really? I got one more. I want to say the third one is, I think I'm falling in love with you. It's not quite I love
that's
you.
That's level two.
Oh, that's level two? Okay, I don't know what's
starting three to fall, thinking of falling. Level three is, I'm falling in love with you. I've fallen. I'm falling in love with you. Like, wow. You're in the process of falling. You haven't fallen.
Love it. I love these.
Obviously.
Oh my God.
So no, what do you think? What do you think of my life so far?
Your life? I think you've made an empire out of something here. I think this is good.
I love it so much. It really, honest, I said it before. I'll say it again. It literally, when I first heard that you guys were about this podcast, probably when we were watching it at Chad's, it was like this moment of like, yes, okay, this is the problem I've always had with The Bachelor, and The Bachelor's always driven me insane, because I'm like, it's not real. It has to, how, what's happening? What are we watching? And then you,
what is happening? Yes. Exactly.
And then you,
what
guys
is happening right now?
And I'm like, yes, this is so interesting and entertaining. And I remember when we were filming Juniper, plug. When we were filming my film, we were watching, I don't know what was going on. We were just talking about The Bachelor or something, but one of the actors, Decker, she like made some comment about like being like, no, a lot of people say, it's like, she made some allusion to like, oh, it's real, or like a lot of people get together. And I like got actually upset. I was like, no, I was like, Decker, you
know,
now she is a big Gore fan. So hi, Decker. But I,
oh, you dragged her into the pit.
Oh my God.
What a good friend.
Yes. I was like, no, Decker. Like, it made me upset, like in that same way when like you're debating someone like politically. It was like the same feeling. I was like, no, you have to understand. There's love levels that you can strategically use.
Sounds like a political argument to me.
I was going to say, I feel like the way that you guys think about it is more interesting, because if it's real, it's like, okay, people fall in love. There's nothing. That just is what's going to happen.
Right,
but if
right.
It's a game with strategy, then anyone could win theoretically. Like there's something kind of fun about that. I don't know. I like it. I like the way you think about the game.
Yes. We're dragging Sono in slowly, but surely.
Yeah.
Sono, let's see if this one last term drags you into the pit. Sleucian protocol.
What?
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh my God.
Catherine?
I do. Okay. So it's, you know what you, we, Hannah Sluice or Sluice, whatever. She was a contestant in Peter Weber's season. She was the ring winner, and she was annoyed with Maddie Pruitt. Oh my God, I can't believe how well I know this. She was annoyed with Maddie that Maddie was like, oh, I feel uncomfortable. Like she gave Peter an ultimatum about the fantasy suites. She was like, if you sleep with other girls, like I won't like that, and it's going to be hard for me. And Hannah was like, we know what we signed up for, which is the Sleucian protocol. Like you can't just like, basically it's like, we all know we signed up to this ridiculous reality show with ridiculous rules that totally exist outside of the social order. And so you just have like, you just have to, she's basically being like, fucking grow up and like, don't like ruin this is basically, and like, we know, you know what you signed up for, and you can, and it's respectful. If you were
me giving Catherine a slow clap, gorgeous explanation. I love the use of the term social order. Yes. This was when in the panic attack room, all three women were trapped, and Madison Pruitt divulged that she had given Peter Weber this ultimatum that she wouldn't be able to go forward if he had slept with other people, basically. And Hannah Ann Sloss is like, we know what we signed up for.
Wow.
It's kind of like an overarching like question of the show. It's like, yes, you sign up for it, but like, can you really know exactly what you're signing up for until you experience it? Because it's a really difficult process to go through, and people get a lot of hate and sometimes are not prepared for that.
Yeah. And it's an interesting thing. I like it because, and I like that when you guys talk about it, because it's like, you can break rule. It's like, when can you break the rules? Like there's certain rules you can break, and there's certain things like, how are you undermining the game? How are you winning it? How can you, there's just certain, whereas what Maddie was doing is an interesting thing, because it's like, okay, well, that's like a big rule. It's like, it's literally the big rule is like, he's dating a lot of other people. Like, that's the premise of the show.
So big rule.
Actual premise of the show and be like, oh, wait, like in the last inning to be like, I'm uncomfortable with the premise of the show. It's like, girl, like you can be like, yeah, of course you're uncomfortable. This is insane. Of course you don't want to. Like, yeah, we all agree. Like, but the show is like, you have to, and like, you have to let it. And yeah, I think it's a very, it's very interesting. I love that you guys have created this term for it.
Thanks, Catherine. Thank you both for playing this new game with me. Sono, I hope, we'll have to do a reverse one of things that you know about that Catherine doesn't. I don't know exactly what that would be.
I mean, so much probably.
So much.
I don't know the things that. Yeah, I'm very grateful for this podcast.
This is a big part of Pace Case Spring Break is periodically the guests have to give me compliments also. So.
as they should and it's a very it's also very funny because and we've also talked about this, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta be better at that, because sometimes I'll forget that I haven't actually talked to you like in a couple days or something, because I just listened to the
yes
podcast. And I'm like, well, I just heard her voice, but obviously, and you're like, I told you that, and you're like, yeah, I have that, that's been happening. I'm like, that's bad, so got to be better about that. But it's also very comforting to hear my friends' voices talking about something very interesting, and it's very nice. It's a very nice gift.
So sweet.
And it's very fun seeing how successful it's gotten, going to the book signings and seeing. And again, this is all about me. It's about how when I go to weddings, I get to get like secondhand fame, you know. So this all comes back to how this helps me, and it helps me feel better at weddings. Yeah.
I love it. I feel like you've been spreading the good word just one Catherine at a time, and I appreciate it. It's hard to go to a party with Catherine though, because she's like, this is Lizzie, and have you listened to her podcast? And I'm like, dude.
And it's like, do they want to talk about it? Like, who knows? But I'm going to bring it up. I feel like there was definitely a time, especially when we were both single for a time together, and that was definitely something I did a lot at bars. And I don't regret it. And I think, yeah. And I'm like, I don't regret it for a second. I was right. That's the thing. That's what I want to point out. I was right. I knew it was going to be success. It is a success. Thank you and good night. I should be a talent scout.
Heather, don't drop your mic. Don't drop it. Sono, have you watched any reality TV shows?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a cold turkey situation?
No, I'll watch the ones. I watch some of the Netflix ones because they're shorter. There are fewer episodes. I can binge it and ruin a weekend and then move on with my life for like 3 months until a new one comes out. So I've seen like Love is Blind and The Ultimatum. And it's funny that you were talking about the last term you referred to, I feel like was invoked in The Ultimatum in an interesting way. Like, I feel like that's
Lucy and Protocol.
Yeah. Where some people got mad because a couple of the people broke the rules of the show pretty early on. Anyway, it's not an
option. That was an interesting one in Love is Blind, or in The Ultimatum rather, because they didn't know what they signed up for. It actually, because it was the first season, and it like came out that they didn't even tell them like really the premise of the show. And then they were like, so you're the one who gave the ultimatum, like assigned it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's really.
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of dark.
That's weird. That's strange. But
at least that's allegedly. That is alleged. That is what one of the characters said. So you watch those other shows. I always do, because, and that's how I watch The Housewives as well. Because I'm like, that for me is a competition to be like the best character and to have like the staying power. And there's a lot of similar strategies, I think, to being on The Bachelor, where you're like branding yourself, trying to come up with these funny one-liners.
I love that. That's the thing, like looking at it through that lens is so much more interesting. I've never really been a big reality. Oh no, I did love John and Keith will say, I will say that was a big,
Amazing.
Why didn't we love it? Why was it so good?
That's also become dark, right?
Yeah, no, that's real. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
And, damn.
Yeah, but I was obsessed. But I feel like I haven't really watched any of the Netflix ones, but I do love Love on the Spectrum. I don't know if that counts.
Oh yeah, that show's great.
It's kind of a different thing, but I really enjoy it as a dating show.
I have seen some controversy about that on TikTok as well.
Really? Oh no.
There's just like some people, you can look it up if you want.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I don't know if I necessarily what?
I'll do independent research on that.
Yeah, yeah. Do your own research. That's always the way to go. I have like done independent research on reality TV people before, like when I was watching Selling Sunset, and I heard there was a rumor that one of the people had faked their pregnancy, and then I went down a TikTok rabbit hole about it.
Yes. Oh wow.
She was really pregnant.
Oh really?
I can say 100%. I've seen the evidence.
There is something about a woman's stalking abilities on a social media that I really admire about. Like,
right?
Like it's just, I remember talking to someone about being like, oh, how, I don't know how this girl found out about this. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, she's a girl. She found, like, she's going to find like your ex's 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 cousin, and it's going to be easy. Like, come on.
I'm going to find your summer camp, your summer camp from childhood website. I'll find it all.
Yeah. That's
what we have to do to protect ourselves though. And yes. You know what? It's a hard world out there.
Our evolutionary, the hunters and the gatherers of our ancestors, this is skills. Like they always had to be aware. This is just like another form of it. You have to find the best berries. You have to find the best gossip.
You know, Catherine gave me some of like, you gave me a piece of dating advice that I loved. And this was pre-pandemic when you were like, you should FaceTime them or Zoom them before you meet them.
I famously invented FaceTiming before dates. That is true.
You did.
Yeah.
I tell everyone this.
It is. And people thought it was so
weird. I say this at weddings. I'm like, have you ever done that? My friend invented that.
Like we each have a thing that we tell. my sister finally was like FaceTime before a date, and she was like, thank you. She was like, you're so right. I could have, you know, I could have wasted so much time. And I'm like, yes, thank you. I'm like, it just makes sense.
Yes. Why would you put on pants until you've,
yes,
you know, also heard a voice?
Gosh, I also have this idea for a date.
Gotten a vibe.
That like, I think there should be, and I bring this up to people and people don't agree with me because they don't want to do it, but I think there should be dating apps where it's just videos, and it doesn't have to be long videos. It could just be.
Why isn't that?
Why isn't that a thing? Because I can't tell if I'm attracted to you by just a picture. I need your voice. Mm-hmm. I need your mannerisms. That's why I fall in love with YouTubers or whatever. that's why
Paris. Who are you in love with?
Yes. I don't, you know,
shoot your shot.
But, you know, I mean, always Rose and Rosie, these lesbian YouTubers from London, you know, that live in London, but they're married. That will never happen. They have a kid.
Seems like a tough shot.
But I love
it. Across the ocean.
But yeah, I think it's important. So yeah, that's important. And anyone listening that out there that's dating and doesn't do that, you have to do it. You're just wasting time. Otherwise it's 2 hours. And then, because you know, immediately in the first like couple minutes, if you're actually going to go for it.
When I was earlier in the online dating, I made a lot of mistakes. And one of them was messaging back and forth for a very long time. Mm-hmm. One person I did this with, and then I was like almost at the date and I got a voicemail from him. And I was like, oh no, I just knew from the voicemail. And then I was like, well, I'm meeting them now.
This is what I'm saying. Exactly. Voice is so much of it. And like mannerisms and like, oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. I remember many a date. So just like immediately being like, oh, we were like the first hug where you're like, oh, hi, meeting you hug. And you're like immediately now you're like, ah, shit.
So no, I'm curious, as a prolific and a professional TV writer, do you feel like that impacts the way that you watch those shows like Love is Blind, etc.? Do you think that they have any structural similarities?
Yeah, I think the editors of those shows are very good at what they do. They know exactly how to build an episode. They know, I mean, certainly also in the Netflix formula, there's always a cliffhanger. Like they're mm-hmm. very well, they're edited as though they're written. Like I think that's why I think it's funny that you call them characters, because they are. Because like you can tell that whatever that person is really like, they've been edited to be completely something else. Yeah, I don't think they're that dissimilar.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on one? Either of you?
Yeah, totally. Why not?
You would?
Yeah, I don't. Why not?
Wait, what? Okay, which one? What kind?
Because you can get some good coaching to if you want to go on the Bachelor.
I don't think there's anyone I wouldn't go on because what? Why? It seems like fun. It seems like fun. I mean, okay. You have also told me that people really bully the contestants and things. So I don't want to go on anyone that is going to involve that.
You got to check out the fandom beforehand. Because there's definitely, you know, I'm in two pretty strong fandoms, which would be The Bachelor and then the Bravo world. And the Bravo world is much more like accepting of like characters, even mm-hmm. though they're quote unquote real people. And embrace that about them. In Bachelor, like, I mean, I embrace it. And there's a role we call the colorful narrator, which is like the person who's trying to make the funniest ITMs or like in the moment confessionals. And it's celebrated a lot more. And there's just, I don't know. There's controversy as well. And I'm obviously not as deep in it as I am in Bachelor Nation.
We're almost through the second month of this year. But that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night. Dime's eye cream, and then they have a dewy day cream that I also use, and this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time, and I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine, and I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
That's interesting.
So now, how did you get into TV, by the way?
Oh yeah.
How did I get into TV? I don't know. My parents were right. And the second I was able to watch TV, I watched all of it. And I just got like obsessed with TV and movies and stuff. And Yeah. And then I'm an asthmatic kid. And so I wasn't allowed to play sports. So I would just watch movies and write plays and be a weird theater kid. And then, yeah, I don't know. In college, I decided that's what I wanted to do.
You wrote plays?
Yeah, they were bad.
I love that. Oh,
I wrote one play that I had my friends perform in high school.
How was it?
It was good. Well, I don't know if it would be good looking back, but I remember it being good. And yeah, they weren't, some of them were not actors. That part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a one act play about three kids and their three parents in a college admissions waiting room.
Ooh,
very trenchant. That's what I was going through.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love.
What were your plays about?
Mine? I don't know. It was a lot of like two people talking in a coffee shop about nothing. Yeah, I don't know. They were bad. They were. I'm not. Those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it was like
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Man, that would be amazing. No, yeah, it was like that with no jokes or plot. Like, it's a journey, you know.
It is a journey.
I was going through your IMDb in preparation for this interview because I'm a professional. And I saw you wrote one episode of Temptation Island. Is that, or not Temptation
Fantasy
Island,
Island?
Fantasy Island.
I did, yeah.
I listened to a podcast that's by one of the women who writes it.
Which one? Which podcast?
Liz Craft.
Yeah.
She has two podcasts. One is Happier with Gretchen Rubin, and then one is Happier in Hollywood, like a spinoff of it.
Oh, she's the best.
And they talk all about it. Yeah.
Those showrunners were two of the kindest, smartest showrunners I've ever worked for. They were great.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love hearing that.
I didn't work on that for very long. I just did a freelance episode, so I only worked on it for maybe like a month, but they were great, and it was a great show.
I love the Craziest Girlfriend is like the best. It's
yes,
so amazing room for that. It's I'm working on a documentary right now about like the 2010s like best shows, and we like obviously have like a section about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So I've been like rewatching and like finding like the best songs and stuff. And just like, I'm like, oh, I forgot how brilliant. It's such a brilliant show.
Oh, that's very nice. That one was so fun to make. I'm so glad I got to work on that for so long. Oh, best people. Yeah.
Oh. Such good songs. She just does.
Gosh, there's so many.
I saw one of them was trending on TikTok again recently. I used it. That was like, you're a stupid bitch. It was me to the Supreme Court. That was the bit.
I love that.
Bloom, Jack Dolgen, and Adam Schlesinger were incredible songwriters, and so fast and funny, and like they made that show so much better than I think anyone expected it to be, maybe.
Yeah.
It was great. The songs are so good.
The songs are just like mind-blowingly good. Like I love the Triangle song.
Yeah. Love Triangles.
I like, I've watched that multiple times on YouTube. Like, this is like masterful. Like, yeah, it tickles me.
So now, are you working on anything right now? Anything you want to plug?
The last thing I worked on should be coming out soon. There's a Pitch Perfect spinoff show on Peacock coming out. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be called Bumper in Berlin, although maybe that title will change, but it follows Adam Devine's character as he moved to Germany to be a pop star at the age of like 40. And it's great. It's super funny. It's you should watch it when it comes out, which I don't know exactly when that is, but soon, I think. Yeah.
Yes. And Megan ran that show, who worked on Good Place as well.
Yes, Megan Amram ran that. Yes, she did.
Catherine, anything you want to plug?
Well, I can't say a major thing yet about something happening that's exciting soon, so that's annoying, but you should follow my film, Juniper feature film, if you are in the, if you love films kind of like the Duplass Brothers and Mumblecore, if you want to watch a film with a really amazing female cast that explores sexuality and spirituality and sisterhood, that is going to be on streaming maybe soon. I don't know, maybe it will be, but you have to follow along.
Probably will. I saw it at the Santa Barbara Film Festival and I cried.
Oh, we're maybe so happy.
Not that hard to get me to produce tears, but
I'm so glad you
did it anyway.
I'm excited for people to see it. So Juniper Feature Film on Instagram if you'd like, and TikTok.
Well, you two are, you know, two of my best friends. When we are not working at other jobs, we are in a coffee shop crew where we have rotated between coffee shops working, and even including IKEA when they were still doing the bottomless coffee, which they should bring back. It was messed up. They took it away. Anyway.
You think they took it away because we were abusing it?
Yeah. It
maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like we were the only ones who knew about it, so it probably was directed at us.
That's fair.
But I really, those are some of my favorite times. And one of the loveliest things about living in LA, surrounded by such creative, lovely people like yourselves.
Yes.
However we met. Yeah. Miles told the story of how we met on the last podcast.
Oh, I know that story. Yeah, that's a good story.
That's a great story.
Sono and I reenacted the story their rehearsal dinner for their wedding too.
We did.
So we've done a little acting ourselves.
Professional stage actresses.
Yes. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today and for helping me debut my new segment, which I think the people will be clamoring for more of after this, which was called Are You Smarter Than a Pit Dweller? And Sono, I think you are both smarter and not smarter than a pit dweller. I think that's my conclusion that I have reached. That's the end. That's the end segment because we end on a positive note.
Oh, I love a literal positive note. I love that.
Well, this is the grand finale of Pace Case Spring Break. 2 weeks without clues. And happy to ring it in with both of y'all.
I'm so glad. This was so fun.
This was so fun. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much to Catherine Dudas and Sono Patel for joining me for the debut of yet another new segment that I can already feel the pit clamoring for more of. Are You Smarter Than a Pit Dweller? I am so happy that the pit has dove in with me and tried out all of these things. Pace Case Spring Break is wild, and I've had a great time with you all. We will be back. Game of Roses OG Gorog on Tuesday. Bachelor Clues and I will be breaking down the first part of a two-part miniseries on the Players of the Windeckia season's Instagrams. You are not going to want to miss that. It is everything that you're going to need to go into the Windeckia season prepared and, you know, be able to fill out those brackets, be able to spot who's going to be a real ring winner. Maybe you can guess which one matched with Pace Case on a dating site a decade ago. All sorts of fun facts. And thank you for joining me for Pace Case Spring Break. And now, Pace Case, what's that dwab at? Well, Pace Case, it's been 7,401 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be. Roe versus Wade.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then.